Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. Well, as I sought the Lord for what He would have us share together this week, He directed me to present an overview of the New Covenant, one of the wonderful things that Jesus accomplished through His life and death and suffering, resurrection, was the establish of the new covenant in His blood. He was very clear as He gathered His disciples together for that last Passover meal that He said, "This is My blood in the new covenant, and it is a new and a better covenant." So perhaps if you've walked with the Lord for a time, you've known all these truths that I'm about to share, but it's always good to refresh our memory, and there's always new babes being born in the body of Christ. So it's important as a minister of the Word of God to be able to share basic foundational teaching and just allow the Lord to solidify and cause the roots of our faith to grow deep into this wonderful new covenant that He has established with us. So having said that, first of all, let me pray. All right, some of you just need the refreshing of the Lord, and I pray that as we spend this time together, the Holy Spirit will do that. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank You for every listener, and Lord, those that need a touch from You right now, whether it's spiritually, physically, or circumstantially, or financially in their lives. Some may be troubled with burdens of loved ones, things and important decisions regarding the future. Father, I thank You that You're not the author of confusion, but Lord, it is Your will as we seek Your face, put You first. You will direct our paths. The steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. So, Father, I thank You for peace and serenity and security right now, that as we fulfill that great commandment to love You with all of our heart, mind, soul, and all that we are, with all of our strength, that You will cause us to walk in that plan, in that purpose You have for our lives. We thank You for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, as I shared, I wanted to present to you an overview of the New Covenant, and let's begin by looking at the New Testament, the divisions or parts of the New Testament. Well, first of all, there are the four Gospels, and here we see how the covenant was established as well as the old fulfilled. Remember, Jesus said He didn't come away to do away with the law, but to fulfill it. Why? Because His perfect sinless life was He was the only possibility, the only person that could totally fulfill it with obedience. All of us know, as we read the Word of God, that the Old Covenant was our schoolmaster, and it showed us that man could not fulfill all the teachings and all the laws and commandments of the Old Covenant. So His life qualified Him to be the Lamb, the perfect Lamb of God. As John the Baptist said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world," and it is His blood that was provided for the new covenant. And then we see the book of Acts. That's simply a history of God's new covenant people as the church began after the day of Pentecost. Now we have also the epistles, and these contain the specific terms of the new covenant. We're living in the new covenant, and so it's important that we read these epistles and understand and study them and understand what has been provided for us by Jesus. And then, of course, there's the book of Revelation. And And note that there's no S on that. It's not the book of Revelations. It's singular. There's only one revelation, and that is Jesus. I believe that's why the Lord gave Brother Glass back in 1965 the title for this ministry, The Unveiled Christ to the World Ministry, or Unveiled Christ to the World Broadcast, because it's an unveiling or revealing of the Lord Jesus Christ as we see him arrayed in all his majesty and glory and power in the book of Revelation as he stood in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. John had that vision, and as we read the book of Revelation, we understand, when I said unveil Christ, the veil of his flesh was torn, was rent, as we know from the book of Hebrews. And so this final book of the Bible is a consummation, the final chapter of God's covenant people. And beloved, the good news is we win in the end, regardless of the perilous times that are coming and are already on the earth. God's covenant people, his people, win and celebrate a joyous fellowship and communion with our God forever and ever throughout all the ages of eternity. And so, beloved, the ministry that God has given us, our teaching, our witness, should bring fear and not confusion. Our testimony, our gospel, is a gospel of good news. And in the 14th through the 17th chapter of the Gospel of John, we can read about Jesus' instructions to his disciples about what the new covenant would mean. And all of us have a tendency to think in old covenant terms of judgment and condemnation and punishment. But it's what Jesus did with his blood that's the most important thing. It is a blood covenant. It was sealed in the priceless and precious blood of the Lamb. Now, there are four different major areas that we need to have knowledge of regarding the New Testament. We're going to be looking at that. There's the commandment of love, there's the union of God and man, the role of the Holy Spirit, and our power of attorney. And we're going to be looking in detail at those, but just briefly, the commandment of love is the most important thing. Remember when Jesus was seated with his disciples for that final Passover meal, he says, "A new commandment I give you, that ye love one another as I have loved you." Many times the devil doesn't need to work at all. Unfortunately, in the body of Christ, we do it for him with accusation, with gossip, with criticism, with all the strife and confusion that the works of the flesh bring. That's not God's way. We're to be filled with his Spirit, the Spirit of love and reconciliation. Then there's the union of God and man, which was brought about by the new covenant. What a wonderful thing. The way into the very presence of God was opened because Jesus' flesh was torn, representing that veil. Remember the veil at the time of Jesus' death? That huge veil in the temple was torn into from top to bottom, indicating there was now a union of God and man, that we could now come not just once a year as the high priest of old under the old covenant, but come and fellowship with God. The Spirit of God comes to dwell within every born again believer. Then there's the role of the Holy Spirit. And under the new covenant, there is somewhat of a change. He now lives on the inside of the believer. Under the old covenant, the Holy Spirit came upon the king, the priest, and the prophet. Finally, there's the power of attorney, or basically that's our right to use the name of Jesus. Why? Because there was a blood covenant, there was a will, and it's always necessary for the testator of that will to die, which Jesus did, and now we have the right of inheritance to use the power and authority that is given in his name. Beloved, God always speaks to us through his word, and if you'll just open your Bible and read and spend time with the Lord, God will speak to you. So the name of Jesus is so important. And you know, we need to forget our experiences. So often we want to be led of the Lord. And of course, we are if we depend upon the Word of God, but we have to understand that there's nothing that supersedes the Word of God. We have to rely on it, feed upon it, let that Word guide our lives. We have to have what the Bible says about the name in order to help other people. We need such balance in our lives. I remember as a new Christian, I would hear all these people say, oh, the Lord revealed this and showed them that. But beloved, unless we're really grounded and mature in the Word of God, that our experiences don't supersede what the Word of God says. And so often it was demonstrated that the things that God was speaking to them really weren't the Lord at all. It was their own coming out of their own heart, or it was demonic influence. And so, beloved, it's as this ministry for decades, we've stressed, Brother Glass, when he preached, nothing, no prophetic utterance, no revelation, no God, nothing that we think God says will contradict or supersede the Word of God. Praise God. Well, I'm going to stop right here because there are some exciting things coming up that I want to share with you, and that is a very, very special revival to be held at the Hoopa Reservation at the Church of Pastor Chopsy Moon Horn. It's the Lighthouse Gospel Church located on the Hoopa Reservation, Highway 96, Shoemaker Road in Hoopa, and the zip code is 95546. The contact phone number of Pastor Chopsy is area code 530-625-4771. I'll be there ministering, or I should give you the dates. It's Thursday through Sunday, May 1st, 4th, starting at 7 p.m. I'll be there ministering. She's our worship leader, has been for years, and we've maintained fellowship, Jim and Debbie Erickson, who were with me 2 years ago as I ministered there, but also Pastors Hill and Elena Smith of Duck Valley will be joining me. They are current pastors of the New Life Revival Center for the past 12 years, and Hilliard is a member of the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians from Cherokee, North Carolina, and Sister Smith, Elena, is a member of the Shoshone Paiute Tribes of Duck Valley Indian Reservation in Owyhee, Nevada. We've been friends ever since I pastored there several years ago, and so I invite you, if you're in the area, make plans to be with us, and I'll share more on tomorrow's broadcast. Thank you for joining me, and until then, the announcer will give our contact information. I love you. God bless. This is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,